Hey guys, it is Zaylee Barclay of ZaylieBarclay.com. Welcome to the Start, Shoot, Grow, Thrive podcast. I'm so happy to have you here today. I'm really excited because today we're talking about something that is really touchy, and I really want to know your thoughts on it. You may not agree, you may agree. It's a discussion that I see online that people have all the time. And so we are talking about, because you probably already saw the title, how your thirst for being different is stopping you from being successful. And I decided that I had to talk about this because I learned so many lessons from trying to be different. So obviously in today's episode, we are referencing Think and Grow Rich. And I have that book down in the description of this podcast episode. And if you want to learn more about it, so I refer to two different versions of this. And the first one is just Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. The other is a variation which I personally love, and it's co-authored by Dennis Kimbrough. So it's Think and Grow Rich, A Black Choice. So definitely check them out. Game changing for me and my business journey. And I always mention these because that book was life changing to me and my life. So let's get into it. Why do we always feel the need to be different? And I feel like this is for creatives, creative business owners, artists. And I think that it's not only about why do we feel the need to be different, but we use this need to be different and we exercise ourselves from people finding us or knowing who we are and what we do. And so we end up thinking that being different is better. And don't get me wrong, being different is an amazing thing, but I think that we seem to always miss that being uniquely who we are is actually how we can be different. So you don't have to try too hard to be different. Have you ever seen someone who was trying really hard to be different or really hard to stand out and it just ended up translating as corny? Let me know if this has ever happened to you. But I like to think that this is not always the best thing to do, to really try hard to stand out and be different, because I really feel like we are innately different as individuals. And in speaking about being different, I'm going to refer to it in two different ways that I'll talk about as we move forward. But I find that people try to be different so much that they confuse other people, especially when it comes to business. So we know that business is really about solving a problem for someone and getting paid to solve that problem. It's really an exchange. And I feel like in the thirst to be different, a lot of us confuse our audience or the people that might potentially want to buy from us because we want to be different and prove that we are great at so many different things. Have you ever met someone who you ask them, hey girl, what do you do? And they tell you, I'm an artist, designer, lawyer, all those different things at once. Sometimes you'll see this in groups. You'll ask someone a question, or you'll ask people, what do you do? And they list five different things. And I think that sometimes we do that in the effort to be different or to stand out or to show people that, well, I'm different because I know how to do all of these things. And when you do that, you confuse your ideal customer as in, so what do I hire you for? Do I hire you to pet sit my cat, or do I hire you to look at my real estate or to find real estate for me? And I'm just obviously just bringing up thoughts here as we go along. But I think in that thirst to be different or to really stand out, hopefully, we end up confusing people as to how we can really help them as business owners. So that's something that I've been coming across lately a lot. And we're going to talk about how you can actually demystify this or pick that thing, which is one thing that I know that people struggle with in the online space. Picking one thing that you actually want to be known for. I think that it's really essential. And I had to make this decision myself. Picking one thing and being known for that one thing and then being able to do whatever I felt like. For me, when I think about Oprah, or I think about people that I really admire, they really focused on being known for one thing. And then they decided after they accomplished that one thing that they can do anything else, any other passions that they had or things that they were really into, they did those things after. And I want to know if you struggle with this as well. Are you struggling with specifically being known for one thing or choosing that one thing that you actually want to be known for? Because a lot of us are multi-talented. We are educated in different layers and tiers on different things. And we go with the fact that we don't want to leave something behind. What if I'm missing out on being the most popular cat sitter if I choose real estate? Or what if I'm not the most popular cat sitter and I fail at real estate? And the thing about it is that if you focus on too many things, you never get the opportunity to be known for something specific and then move on. Or if you're focusing on five different things that you are doing, it's hard for you to focus on being successful at one thing. And so you end up giving your attention to five different things and not tapping into that one thing that you can actually be great at and doing the other things after. And this is a really tough conversation to have, because if you tell a creative you have to pick one thing to stand out at, it's very hurtful. Right? Because it comes across like you're telling me to leave other things behind and I'm passionate about them. And one thing that I had to really learn is I can be passionate, I can be multi-passionate, I can be passionate about different things, but when it comes to my business and the thing that I'm putting myself out there for the most, that needs to be clear, clean cut. It needs to have no questions around how I'm able to serve my ideal client. So that's one thing. So I myself had to pick something. I'm a lover of fashion, style, design, hair, makeup, all of these things. But I realized that I was able to help people the most by helping them get over the fear of getting on camera to sell their products and services. And so usually your passion for what you do comes from something that you were able to get over or become really great at. And it's a thing that you have to decide. What am I going to do to make money if I do want to run a business? And I hope I'm making sense here, guys. If you disagree, definitely let me know. I want to know people's thoughts about this, because I know it's a really messy topic. Some people tell you you don't have to choose one thing, and I totally get that. But I myself realized that I could not succeed until I picked something and became really great at it. And later on in life, I would love to launch a line of, you know, clothing. I would love to launch a skincare line. I have so many things that I want to do later on. So I spoke about this in one of my live streams some time ago. Look at Rihanna. She got known for singing. She is Robin Fenty, Rihanna, and she became a worldwide superstar and one of the most known pop stars and singers out there. And she used that to leverage into her launching into fashion, into beauty, into skincare. And even though people still keep asking her for that album, guess what? She may not have been able to launch a successful skincare and makeup line if she was not Rihanna. Let's just be honest about it. If she was Robin Fenty in Barbados at 19 years old, wanting to come out and do that, what happens is there was not much leverage. Like, nobody knew who Rihanna was at that time or who Robin was at that time. And so she used her career as a springboard in order to do what she really wanted to do later on. I just want you to take that example of how you don't have to leave the things that you're passionate about behind, because makeup and beauty was something that Rihanna was always very passionate about. I hope I'm making sense here, but I really felt like I needed to share this. Even when we see creatives who are artists, you got to pick what kind of artist you are. Like, what are you really great at? What do you really want to be known for? So being known for different types of art is great, but what about if people knew you for one specific kind of art and it didn't matter for a time frame, of course, and it didn't matter what they knew exactly what they would be coming to you for. Like I said, guys, this episode is really messy because I'm really passionate about it, so I'm probably rambling, but listen, I'm really passionate about this because I feel like this is a question that I see a lot. This is something that people struggle a lot with. You want to have a successful business, but you're not picking one thing. You're not picking the thing that can solve an immediate problem that someone is looking for. And I feel like it comes from that need to be different or just to, yeah, that need to be different. I am great at five things, so I'm different and I'm better than everyone else because I'm super smart and I'm multi-talented. And then we end up just not focusing on one thing. And a lot of times I feel like that wanting to be different or sticking to five different things and not really being a master of one also comes from fear. So I mentioned this before, and it comes from, I feel like, the fear of picking one and failing at that, when that is exactly what you need to do. You need to pick a thing and fail at it. Like, I picked design early on and I failed at it because I realized no one really knew me. I didn't have connects in the design world. And although I loved fashion and design, hey, I really needed to focus on building my personal brand, and then I can tap back into that kind of Rihanna. And you gotta think about it in that way. I even see examples of being different as, oh, wait, going back, and I did fail at that, and that was okay, but now it layers into what I will accomplish in the future, and that's totally fine. But what I was going to say is I do see examples of wanting to be different by how you name yourself or your business. You might be one to say, hey guys, I'm trying to find a fancy name for something that we all know. So let's say you are let me be transparent. I remember I've always been passionate about video content. I started teaching about it in 2015. And I remember at one point, which is 2015, it was pretty early for video content and people really teaching and sharing about video marketing. Now it's an essential. But I remember labeling myself a video strategist. And at that time, everyone was linking strategist to their name because it sounded really good. But then I had to come to the point where I had to understand that people weren't really looking for, the average person or my ideal customer was not going online to look for a video strategist. And so I had to then start thinking, yeah, this is different and cool. Video strategist sounds really like out of this world, but who is specifically looking for that? So that comes along with knowing what you want to be known for and just asking yourself, what do I really do? Or what is the bigger conversation that I am contributing to in my business, right? Whether that be digital marketing, whether it be online business, whether it be, now I say video sales and marketing coach, because that's super easy. You need video marketing. You need to learn how to sell on camera. And don't be afraid of evolving and growing into your best self. Next year, I might change my title, but this year I feel like it's pretty simple. If I say, hey, I'm a video sales and marketing coach, you know what I am. There's no like super crazy questions around it. You know that I'm here to coach you on video sales and marketing for your online business. Like I said, it's all about being open to learn. Business is the craziest self-awareness journey ever. And that is a whole other episode that we have to talk about. But I want you to think of what your title is, and can someone decipher immediately how you are able to help them? Example, if I say, hey, I'm a virtual assistant, then you have an idea of you immediately that person's need immediately. Right? If you say, I'm a virtual assistant, you know that they may need someone to help them get their business together or organize or do tasks in their business. What title are you using so that your ideal customer doesn't have to guess too much to figure out how you can help them? Also, another thing that we do to sabotage ourselves in the whole conversation of being different is that we tell ourselves, you know what, I'm not gonna do this because everyone is doing it. And so I had to learn myself, if everyone is doing something, there's something about it that works. And so you have to check yourself in situations like that. Example, I can say, you know what, I'm not doing reels because everyone is doing it. So I'm speaking about Instagram reels. Or I'm not doing Instagram stories because everyone is doing it. When in reality, everyone is doing it because it works. You get what I'm saying? So there's something about it that works. And that's where you have to figure out my want to be different is keeping me back from really getting to where I need to be. Obviously, I'm a believer of having things in place before you focus on things like reels and things like that, because you can be reeling and people don't know what they can get from you or how you can help them, or that's a whole other conversation. But a lot of times it's just that you want to be different. And so you're going to sabotage yourself from doing what works in order to maintain that difference. But that can also be hurting you from being successful in whatever you want to do. So there are so many things that we have to really be self-aware about when it comes to online business and being in the online space or owning a business or building a personal brand. There are so many things that we have to think about. And that brings me to just reminding you that what really makes you different is how you think about yourself and your desires, right? How you think about what you want to accomplish and the action that you're actually taking to accomplish whatever it is. That's really what makes you different. Consistency makes you different because you are always showing up. Dedication makes you different because people know that you are really committed to helping them be successful in whatever it is that they are doing as it pertains to your business. Those things make you different. You committing to the bigger picture and the longer game and still showing up after years at what you do really makes you different. Those things make you different because 95% of people aren't willing to commit. They aren't willing to show up. They aren't willing to fail in front of a lot of people. They aren't willing to just put themselves out there. So honestly, the things or the ways that you're trying to be different are not, it's not adding to your success or your journey. So I just needed to share this because this is something that I have gone through as well. I don't speak about anything that I haven't been through or haven't felt or haven't overcome. And so even when we go back to, like I said, my favorite book, Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill mentions specialized knowledge as being different or being able to stand out. So we have that reference of if you're a doctor and you're a general practitioner, that means that people come to you for every and anything. And then you, being a general practitioner, are able to send them over to a specialist, whether it be a chiropractor or a heart doctor. I can't remember the name right now because I am just on a tangent trying to get this out to you guys. But yeah, so think about it in that way. And so he says that there are two types of knowledge. There's general knowledge, which is more popular, especially amongst, it's just more popular. General knowledge is more popular. Specialized knowledge, however, is where you really hit that zone of genius. When you get obsessed with one thing and you become really great at one thing, or if you are, or if you have specialized products and services that you sell, oh my gosh, it's so easy for people to pay you for an exchange of information, service, products, or whatever it is. So really focusing on how you can become specialized in what you do and how you serve people, that's really what matters. And I want you guys to just think about that. And this is wrapping back into wanting to be known for five different things rather than being known for what you specifically want to be known for. You have to pick something. You have to make a decision and make it work. That's what I like to say. So I want you guys to really think about that. And genuinely, the biggest difference is already happening. The biggest difference, or how you are really different from everyone else, is just by being yourself. Guys, I always have goodness in the description, so definitely check that out. Check out the show notes and head over to zaleebarclay.com if you want an expansion on this episode. And I thank you for being here. I really appreciate you. I love you for listening, for allowing me to speak into your journey. And I will see you in the next episode. Take care.